What's going on, people, and welcome on into the Put It in the Books show. We're humming right along here. Mets now coming back, going up the coast in Cali a little bit later on today. But let's get to know each other here first. I'm Steve, as always. I got Keith right on over there. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, wow. He's bringing the noise. He's bringing the funk. He's bringing the noise.
He's very happy, that's why.
He's a thrilled.
He doesn't look it.
You can't tell. Can't tell by the look in his face.
I want to smile, but my lips are sticky.
Oh.
That's what she said.
Okay, Rodriguez, how's it going down there, buddy?
Whoa.
Why you set me up for that remark? See? This is all your fault.
I was trying to help you out. I was lobbing you a softball, bro. Overhand.
Yeah, it was a very nice softball, yes. Again, that's what she said. Hey, how you guys doing? Mets, let's go. We're winning. Let's get this show going, man. Come on, dude.
I'm
let's
feeling fantastic. Mets. Are we ready? Jeez. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, 1, 2.
Put it in the books.
All right, hey, welcome back in, everybody. Put in the book show right here. We're here. We're live. We're in charge. All right. Obviously, we got to start here. We got to start with the with Ruger, with Max Scherzer, and getting ejected from yesterday's game. But first, I have the very first part of the interview that he gave afterwards. And I think, in case anybody hasn't seen it, I think it's important to put a little bit of context around what was being spoken on the field. So let's take a listen in on that, and then we'll come back and we'll see if any shenanigans are going on there. Keith, you okay? You listen? Okay. All right. Let's get to let's throw it to Mad Max.
So after the second inning, my hand, it was a little clumpy from the rosin and sweat. That it was clumpy, and Phil told me to wash off. So I washed it off. Came back out there after the third. With alcohol. I washed it with alcohol, and rosin. And when I went back out there, the alcohol for a little bit there can be sticky in rosin. That can happen. So he was like, that's too sticky. You need to go back on there, wash it off again, and reapply the rosin. And so I did that. And then at the same time, he thought my glove had too much rosin on it. And I was like, okay, if that's a problem, there's nothing going on. He's like, you need a new glove. Like, okay. So come back out, pitch a third. And knew I was going to get checked in the fourth. So I'd have to be an absolute idiot to try to do anything when I'm coming back out for the fourth. So, after that third inning, I'm in front of the MLB official that's underneath here. I wash my hand with alcohol in front of the official. I then apply rosin, and then I grab sweat. When I then go back out there, and Phil Cuzzi says that my hand's too sticky. I don't get it. Yes, when you use sweat and rosin, your hand is sticky, but I don't get how I get ejected when I'm in front of MLB officials doing exactly what you want and being deemed my hands too sticky when I'm using legal substance. I do not understand that.
So that's what Max had to say afterwards. That's where we got the full story behind there. Throw it to you. I call shenanigans, but I'm not going to say on what side here I'm calling shenanigans. But start with you, Rodriguez. What do you think about first of all that umpire? There's been three pitchers that have been tossed for that, and it's been the same umpire all three times. Give us your thoughts on this, Max. What did you call it, Keith? Sticky Max Gate.
Sticky Gate.
Sticky Gate. Listen, what do you want from the guy? If the guy's saying he uses rosin and sweat, and that's why it's sticky. Yeah, I've used rosin. I've sweated. I mean, I get it. I know. I've done it myself. However, I'm not a major league ball player, and there's nobody watching me. There's no one checking my hands for sticky substances. That being said, I wonder why the Yankee guy didn't get tossed from the game. I wonder why he was able to remain in the game and stay. Okay, shenanigan number one. Shenanigan number two is the fact that Mad Max was tossed out twice last year by the umps from the dugout. He wasn't even pitching. So the umps already have a hard on for him, and it's not the good kind. So they want to get rid of him in any way, and they're going to torture him. You know? So shenanigan number two. Shenanigan number three is they asked him to do it two and three times already. The guy went in, changed his glove, washed his hands, did everything they asked of him, and they still tossed him out. Right? And you could see in the dugout when the pitching coach was putting tape on his hand so he could hold. And it was the left hand, by the way, the glove hand. It wasn't the right hand because this is the one he throws with, so he can't do that stupid signaling nonsense. So they put tape on there so that little signaling crap can stay in his glove. Yeah, tape leaves residue. Tapes leaves sticky substance on your hand. And it was his glove hand, you bunch of retards. Okay. Oh, sorry, bad word. You bunch of dopes. That's better. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Wait.
Don't do it because then I can't focus. I'm going to have to look one eye and over here and only talk to Farachi. Listen, it's shenanigans. It's shenanigans all day. He's doing it again. See, I got to block him. I have to block him. Don't do
block
it.
The side.
It is shenanigans. They wanted him out of the game. They wanted to do something to him. They wanted to prove a point, and it was proven. I don't think he's going to get the 10-game suspension. If he gets it, I'll be very shocked if it doesn't get appealed and he ends up pitching anyway. So I think it's baloney. The guy swore on his kids that he didn't do it. Now, if you swear on your kids and you're a liar, wow, that's really
not a great
bad
person.
Karma. That's really bad. No, it's not a great person. It's really bad karma. You're going to, you know, I would say he's going to go bald to be punished, but he's already basically bald, so it doesn't matter. It's going to be some bad karma. Don't lie.
What
like
the
that.
Hell is that supposed to mean?
So
that's not punishment.
I never. Are you bald? I don't know that. Are you bald? Let me see.
That's right.
I would not.
We'll
know
do a
that
reveal one day.
Because you're wearing
truly
a hat.
Bald.
Listen, it was all baloney.
Baloney is.
So real quick, I'll just say that
pick up my song.
You can always count on. I'll give my take in a second, but you can always count on Bohan to give a really positive spin in a super negative manner.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is, thanks, Tom, for that. I think, honestly,
Tom tells you the cheater. Okay, Tom.
I think that Scherzer is, I mean, I don't know him personally, but just from watching him professionally all these years, I know he's later in his career, so people may throw that in there. But I just think that his competitive nature, that he's not the type of pitcher who's going to go up there and say, how can I get over on them beyond my own physical and mental capabilities? He's not that way. I mean, even when he introduced a time clock, he went out there and said, how can I manipulate this time clock? I mean, he failed a couple of times, but, you know, listen, the only way to learn is through failure, right? And he's gotten better and better with this time clock situation. But back to my point, I think that Scherzer is not the type of player who's going to go out there and say, how can I cheat? What can I do? I mean, you know, just like everybody else, he may say, what can I take that is legal and make it spin it to my advantage, like sweat and rosin? Yeah, sure, of course. But, you know, why is he being picked up on that? Do you not think of sweat and rosin as sticky and it's allowed? Every pitcher in baseball is not using it. And then couple that with the fact that this umpire he's the only one that's been
touch your mouth, boy.
Picking this out, right? And even one thing that stuck out in my mind is if you look at when he gave him his glove back after he gloves, he did that check. He slammed it into Scherzer's chest.
And I didn't like that. Yeah.
I didn't like that shit.
I didn't like that either. And knowing Scherzer's anger, competitive nature. He didn't react, and I was
which I was stunned by.
So, it was in here, and when that umpire came back at him again, it just it just went right everywhere. And, you know, he probably said things he probably shouldn't have said, which enhanced his likelihood to get thrown out of the game. But listen, the umpire, you're not the game. You are supposed to be invisible. A good game is a game where you never even realize the umpires exist. And this guy made himself the focal point of the game. And I honestly don't think Scherzer did anything wrong. Am I ignorant to say that it's impossible he did something wrong? No, of course not. But in this particular case, the way it went down and just the interactions, I really don't think Scherzer did anything wrong. And I think that this umpire was probably trying to make a name for himself more than anything else.
Yeah, I agree with all the shenanigans that you guys brought up, that the especially the how he handed the glove back to him. Boulay says it's not coming up on here for some reason, but I see it in the group. I think Alvarez had something to do with it. He didn't want him to catch him to begin with, which is not accurate. Scherzer actually last year that's Mr. Boulay. Maybe he's drinking too much NyQuil. Okay. But I remember last year when he had to make that rehab start, he came up very impressed with Alvarez. So that's not true. Melissa saying he's the only one that ejected anyone.
What kind of take is that? I gotta be honest.
It's the NyQuil.
Not to pick on him, but what kind of take is that? I mean, honestly, you know, what is that? Oh my God, Tom! Come on, Tom.
And Brian Rodriguez is asking for a shout out. Brian from Brooklyn. Let's go Mets! Man, to every home game this year so far.
Mets, mate.
That is freaking impressive.
Yeah,
I like it. Nice. And I'm jealous.
Good job, Brian.
Jealous of it too.
Yeah, good stuff.
All right, so it looks as though
post pictures of the games you go to up on the Brooklyn Book sites.
Yeah,
and go right underneath. Brian. Let go right underneath the announcers and scream, "Put it in the books!"
Yeah, we should do a episode one day, just an off episode of us telling stories of us at Met games, have at callers, our fans call in and tell us stories. Yeah, because
calls us.
You can call us anytime.
Well, you cannot join if you don't want, Rodriguez. But I think it'll be fun.
Damn right, I won't.
All right, so it does look like everybody's saying that there's no chance that Scherzer escapes the suspension here. So it looks like the 10 game is going to happen. It's two starts. But I don't know if I sent you guys the video. I know I sent it. I shared it out to a couple more. The test that I think a pitcher from the Dodgers did with rosin and his hands. I don't know if you guys saw that, but basically he was sitting, crouching down in front of a camera, and he had rosin. He put rosin on his hand, and he put it against the ball. It wasn't sticky. Did it a little bit more when and did some sweat, put the rosin again like everybody always does, and then wait for it, guy. Everybody out there, be careful. I'm giving you a 3-second warning of blindness. Ready? All right, there it is. So sorry, everybody. So, and then when you go in for like the hair thing, if you got hair, which Max still holding on to some, it gets even more sticky. And the last time he did it, he put his hand down and the ball, you could see the ball gets stuck to his hand. So
it's not a sticky substance, dude. Right. It's to dry your hand up. It's not to make you sticky. But when you sweat dirt and junk, it's going to happen.
And he closed the video. He closed the video saying, "I don't know how MLB is going to police this because this is a legal substance," which
not,
is what
not
Max
only is
said.
Illegal, Farachi, and you know the spider attack thing that was increasing the spin rate and all the other issues that were going on back then. Mm-hmm. I get that there's a level above that, right? But you want the pitcher to have a little bit of an advantage of the ball sticking to their hand because if the ball is slippery and they have no grip, there's going to be a lot of players getting hit. There's going to be a lot of issues.
They do that already, Keith.
Already is. Imagine without. Yeah.
They don't even have control. Imagine.
To me, allowing something, as long as it's level playing ground for all pitchers, is okay. It's like putting chalk on a cue stick or putting a little pine tar on the bottom of a bat. You know, there's limits, of course, but stop. Just stop.
Here's another important point, guys. Remember this. The balls themselves, unless they're rubbed, it's gonna sound weird. Unless they're rubbed down properly, they're gonna be slick. Okay, so they're supposed to take these baseballs, and because the leathery comes out, it's slick. You're supposed to rub it down, put whatever mud or whatever nonsense it is that they put on it, so that the balls are not sticky, so you can get a good grip. Okay, when a ball is brand new, it's gonna slip out of your hand. I used to take brand new baseballs when we played. This is just our crappy league. We used to take brand new baseballs. I rub it in the dirt a little bit, get some dirt on it, so I could get a grip on it. This didn't mean that I wanted to cheat and I wanted to, win the game. I would have cheated if I had a chance, but I wasn't smart. I was too dumb. I played by the rules. But you have to keep the balls from sliding out of your hand, otherwise you're going to hurt somebody. I wouldn't want to hurt anybody. You know, just like I'm sure Scherzer doesn't want to hit people not on purpose, right?
Right.
Not on purpose.
So, Keith, I don't know what happened. You're not on mute, but we don't hear you. I don't hear you.
Be cursing again? Because he doesn't.
He might be cursing us out.
No, he's hearing me now.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah, something wrong with my headset. My apologies. I was going to say, Scherzer's been in the league a very long time. So, I got to say, he's probably been doing whatever he was doing that night for years and years.
Forever.
Yeah.
You know, him and how many other players? So, there's a little bit of a flaw and an issue in his whole sticky gate.
I don't think he cheated this time. I don't think he cheated. Personally.
Yeah, I don't think he cheated.
Like I mean, said, Jesus. I mean, wrong. He changed the glove. He washed his hands in front of an official with alcohol and then came back out and they said it was still too sticky. So what the hell do you want him to do?
Here's another reason I don't think he cheated. Because every game I've watched him play as a New York Met, he goes to the umpire begrudgingly. Yeah, okay. And he rolls his eyes at them, but he gives them whatever they want. Yeah. You know, here's my hands, here's my belt. You want to touch my balls, whatever you want to do, here it is. He gives an attitude when he does it, but he doesn't hesitate to do it. So why all of a sudden?
A lot of ball conversation in the comments.
A lot of ball talk.
Yeah. Delay, did you just admit you rub your balls? Bohan says, I hear
we
his
all
children
do
are really worried.
We all
keep spite attack on his taint.
Be real.
But like, why all of a sudden would he decide that he's
all right?
Eat?
Okay. So we'll see.
It doesn't fit the agenda.
He can appeal, and I think Bohan said or somebody said, Bohan did say, get it down to five, and that's one start. Okay, you can live with that. Not really, because it wasn't really cheating. But okay.
He should be no games. He should not be suspended, period. That's all there is to it.
Agreed. All right, so let's get to some of the baseball that actually got played on the field these last six games. Your New York Mets swept Oakland, which is what we wanted and what we thought that should happen. And then we roll into Los Angeles against the Dodgers, take two out of three out there. So, I mean – A nice little road trip so far. 5-1 as we head into the Giants series, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But man, I know that the lineup is not lighting it up, except for that first game against Oakland, and even that the first game against the Dodgers. But Pete and Lindor and Jesus Nimmo, I mean Nimmo's lighting it up out there, and he's doing it all over the place. Diving catches.
They should have paid him a long time ago.
I know. big game saving catches. The one in the bottom of the ninth against Oakland. I mean, because whether you say it or not, and think that you want to just win series in two out of three, those any one of those two games to lose to Oakland would have been like heartburn. So glad that happened, and I'll say this. I grabbed this also, but we're off that other topic, so I can say we grabbed this also. But potentially the biggest hit of the Dodgers series, or more potentially the road trip so far, when you couple in three things: the fact that Max had just gotten tossed, Noah was pitching well. And then Brandon, Mr. Paid Nimmo, comes up and does this.
So two out, Alvarez at first. Here's Nimmo, who's two for two, a single to center and then a bunt. But Nimmo drives one deep to right center, and that's going to put the Mets in front. Nimmo halfway up in the pavilion, a two-run shot, his first home run of the year, and it's a two-run homer to put the Mets in front 2-1. What a road trip Brandon Nimmo is having. His second three-hit game in this series, his first home run of the year coming in his 61st at bat.
Wait, so I'll admit now that I played that twofold to get that out there, and also that we can make fun of the little hair flip. I know. Give it a thumb run.
Good Lord, dude. Good Lord. What was up with that? Hey, you notice how Noah Syndergaard, not the other name, doesn't throw 95 anymore, 97, 98, 99. Now he's stuck with the Dark Knight arm now. He's got that Dark Knight arm, and he's trying to just get through games. So,
Keith, you're not making any noise.
Yeah, I muted. Sorry. No, I was saying it's funny you said that, Rodriguez, because I thought about that, right? The Dark Knight versus Thor. And I got to give Thor credit because he really did reinvent himself, and he's learning to be a pitcher. He did not do a bad job. We beat him, so I'm able to say that. If he beat us, I would not say this. I would curse him out to no end. But he did not do a bad job, and he's learning to be a pitcher. So good on him that he was able.
He's only been in the league 10 years. It's about time he learns to be a pitcher. It's amazing, these knuckleheads.
Right. If he took that kind of skill and he was able to dial it up to 100, he would have been killer. But you know, it is what it is. He's maturing. Hopefully, he gets himself a good career out of it and keeps it moving. And he had a chance to trash the Mets. He didn't take any of it. So. Give him credit.
He lost. How's he gonna? What's he gonna say?
There's a lot he can say.
All he can say is, "I'm a loser." That's so because
doesn't mean it's real. I'm a loser, baby. Noah in the past is a pretty big mouth.
Big mouth.
I'm glad he's on the Mets.
He doesn't have a big arm anymore, so he can't have a big mouth.
Yeah, he doesn't. His arm is smaller, so his mouth's got
to
be smaller. Maybe.
What happened to him when he left the Mets? Why did he leave the Mets? Because he said our coaching staff and our pitching staff was in disarray, and he wasn't sure.
Organization as a whole.
His career. Yeah. So what happens? Angels, Filthies, and now with the Dodgers. And probably he'll be gone by the time the year is over. He'll probably be in Arizona. Okay.
Maybe he'll go to Texas
or Seattle.
Seattle.
His arm is going to give out. His arm is going to watch.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you know,
this is a much better scenario situation for him than the Angels, at least. I mean, if you're thinking of it that way,
loaded. He's on a team that's loaded. How could it not be?
All right,
I don't wish him ill will.
I do.
And let me just say, Kershaw. But yeah,
see that.
This freaking
what's
guy.
The difference?
This freaking guy.
Difference between what Kershaw and Noah?
Kershaw's still a really good pitcher.
I remember when
Noah never even touched Kershaw's shoelaces in his whole career. So I mean,
when Harvey first came up, there was a minute where Harvey was being called Kershaw East, and
he was nasty.
He did perform for a little bit.
I've also heard people say that Matt's had Kershaw-esque stuff. So I mean, you know.
I never heard
of
that.
Keep it moving.
Matt's has given up like 15 runs in 12 innings so far this year. But all right, in the spirit of keeping
doesn't
it moving,
he play
here,
on the Ducks?
He plays for a Major League Baseball team. Let's talk about pitching really quick. Not to gloss over him, but Carrasco, we said last week he's going to get hurt, and now he's hurt. He got an injection. I mean, it just made sense to be honest with you. With Verlander seemingly on his way back, but so Carrasco's out. Go fix your issues. Go fix your mechanical issues. If that's a bone spurs thing, that's a thing too.
He's brittle. He needs to go. This is his last year with us.
I think this is last year of his contract.
I hope so. I like the guy, and I appreciate his effort and his skills.
Good guy.
He tries. But, you know, he's brittle. He may need to just retire. He travels the whole year anyway. He's everywhere. I watch him on Instagram. He's everywhere. The guy. What's the difference? retire and enjoy your life.
All right. So that's Carrasco thing. We'll see you, I guess, when we see you. Verlander is doing the side session. This is not from that very first conversation that we had today, but so that's going on. Probably go for a rehab stint. But here's one thing that I want to talk a little bit about. Rodriguez brought it up, but you saw that little selfie or picture that they posted on SNY traveling, right, with Brett and Eduardo, besties, sitting down, hanging out. Keith, me personally, I don't think that Escobar could have handled this thing any better, this whole situation. But what's been your take on it? On how he has taken to this, and how you see his role going forward for the team this year?
Yeah, I can't really speak on this role going forward because I'm really confused a lot by management. I think Escobar has been handling this really well since last year. On the call up, I think Escobar is a true professional. I think Escobar is really interested in investing in the future of baseball teams. And I think he knows really enjoys,
He knows what the future is.
We all do. And then we get punched in the face and realize we were wrong. But I think that he realizes that, you know, he's getting towards the twilight of his career. Maybe for somebody like him, he's interested in the future coaching type position, and he's trying to exhibit that now. He's handling it really, really well. So going back to why I say my issue is with management is because I'm really confused why Beatty can't play two games in a row. It's really confusing to me. Is it like I want to pay homage to Escobar as the manager of the Mets, Buck, or whomever is making that decision, and make sure he gets in there every other game? Because I think that's a little ridiculous. I think this guy's the future. Is he hitting every baseball and ripping it? No. Is he hitting better than Escobar? Yeah. I think he needs to play more than one game off, one game on, one game. It's ridiculous.
How many games has he been up?
He's been up since, is it Oakland or the first game in L.A., Frotch?
First game of Oakland.
Yeah, so it's six games, but it's one up, one down, one up, one down. And what I mean by one up, playing, one down on the bench. Why isn't he playing all these two games in a row? We need to start expanding that. And the reason why it's only six game sample with Beatty, but then you flip it over to Alvarez. It's the same thing. Why hasn't he really – has Alvarez ever played two games in a row since he's been up? I don't think so. Not that I know of. And it bothers me a little bit.
I know it's Nito, but I think tonight it's Senga, maybe. Maybe he's developed communication with Nito. I don't know. I'm throwing that out there.
There's always a reason. And you know what? You're a pitcher. You throw it to whoever you throw it to. At the end of the day, if this guy's the future of the team, of the team, you need to start making everybody get used to that. And that's that. But it's okay. One game today, Senga. What about the 12 games before that? He has not pitched two. He has not caught two consecutive games.
Oh, I'm just saying about today. I'm not giving any excuse for any other.
I am watching him, but how do you expect him to adjust by sitting on the bench every other game?
So listen, when he's out there catching, I saw a couple of things that he was doing wrong already.
Okay, I can tell you 101 things that Nito's doing wrong too.
No, you can't. No, you can't. Because Nito doesn't have one knee on the floor when there's men on base. You don't catch like that, Keith. You gotta be ready to throw the ball. You gotta be ready to pounce out. That's why that ball went by him. He's not ready to pounce out with one knee. It doesn't matter. Okay, so then that's a problem with coaching that it has to be resolved, and that's a problem with him. That's one thing right there. When he's given the signs, if you saw his fingers, dude, his fingers were blocked. His fingers were in the dark. You can't give signs on your crotch, especially dark when it's shaded and the pitcher can't see it. You have to do it underneath so the pitcher can see it. There's a lot of little things that he does. That's my point. So he's doing it during the game.
Using pitch comp?
So they try to correct it and then get him back in. He's only 21. We're only like 10, 13 games into the season.
Yeah, but not playing him consistently is not helping. Coach him. Keep him going. Here's what you need to change. Get out there and do that in this game. Not like, here's what you need to change. Sit on the bench and watch somebody else. It doesn't.
But you can't play a guy that can't compete at the highest level.
Then why is he up?
And he's making mistakes.
Then why is he up?
Because everybody, why did you want him up in the first place? Tell me why you wanted him up. You wanted him up
because he can hit, right? I want him so he can play.
So because he could hit and we have no hitting.
No, so he can learn it and adjust and grow.
Catching wise, Nito can hold the position now defensively, but he can't hit. So everybody wants this guy up because he can hit. He's 21 years old. That's why they send him to the minors. Hello, people. Get it through your heads. Let them run the team.
Yeah, but he's not playing. So yeah, just put him back in the minors where he's going to play, get coached.
So who do they bring up?
Anybody. It doesn't matter at this point because he ain't playing.
Of course he can. Don't you want to win games?
Who has the glove?
You don't want to win games.
Well,
I do. What are we,
so then it matters,
what are we gaining with Alvarez in the lineup right now?
Keep in mind that we won 5 out of 6 games, and I know that's not always going to be the case when we don't agree with what's going on. But I'm a little bit more confused about
development that I don't understand why he's on the bench. Put him in the minors then and bring somebody else. You could bring any Joe Schmo up. Bring him fucking Charlie O'Brien from the past. He'll do a half a better job because at least he'll be able to sit behind the plate and do something. Let this
Charlie
guy
O'Brien
develop.
Charlie O'Brien actually lives in Jupiter. I met him.
Does he really?
Oh, call him.
I like Charlie O'Brien.
Does he want
to? He wasn't great, but
I'm sorry.
I
swear to God.
He was a good man. But no, my point is just let him develop. If you're not going to play him, let him develop. Let him stay in AAA. Let him develop if you're not going to play him.
He's playing.
Every other game. It doesn't, okay. It just, you don't gain consistency.
He's going to play 80 games.
You don't gain momentum. If you're, I'm up, I'm down. I'm up, you don't gain that momentum.
But he's not up and down. He's on the squad.
He is. He's playing. He's on the bench.
Missing one game ain't going to do anything. If he's playing every other day, it's good for a 21-year-old.
So let's flip it back to Beatty. Same argument. Do you think Beatty should be one up, one down, one up, one down?
Beatty should be playing as long as Escobar is not playing well.
And he's not playing well. So why is Beatty on the bench every other game?
Because I'm not starting him against Kershaw.
Okay, Kershaw is different, but every other game. What about tonight?
My point is,
tonight? Why is he in the lineup?
Tonight is matchups.
Manea's pretty nasty too, lefty.
Okay, but let's keep making up reasons why we should not play him.
No, let's tell the truth. Let's give you reasons.
Producer Joe's here.
That's all.
Producer Joy, the voice of reason. No joy in Joeville. But really quick before I bring Producer Joe on, I think that there's two opportunities here tonight. Escobar is not doing it against lefties either. Let's see what Beatty can do against lefty not named Kershaw. That's one that could have been thought of. And then the second part is that if at least get Alvarez more consistent at bats if he's not catching. And tonight's a lefty. I thought that was a good opportunity to pop Alvarez maybe in the DH spot. But Pham has been playing well also. But let's bring Producer Joe on here.
He can pitch it.
Hey, Producer Joe.
Hello.
Living the dream in New York.
Yeah, I am vacationing semi in New York, visiting mom up in
Belgrade. Meatloaf.
What?
I said, Ma, the meatloaf. We want it now.
Ma!
Put out a dollar.
No, actually, I'm making Ma.
Oh, look at this guy.
Making ribeyes.
Oh, what kind of crap is that?
I don't play.
You know, if Beatty would play more, he'd have some ribeyes.
Going off, and we know to turn the ribeyes. I just wanted to join quick to let you guys know I'm still with the show. I know I've been off a couple of weeks. I've been working like crazy.
Slacker.
And now I'm in New York, and I just said, oh, man, I saw the notification come up, and I said, let me just jump on real quick and say hi. And because, 5 out of 6 on the road, I wanted to gloat a little too. got to gloat. Got to say hello. Want to say hi to Santa. Say hi to Kate. Say hi to Baldy. And you know,
you're
say
number
hi to,
one,
you know.
Joe. You're always number one in my heart.
Love the family, Joe. I'm glad you're getting some downtime, brother.
And, you know, make sure everybody knows that I'm still around, you know, and you know, just because I can't play the Prices Right, you know, sound effect. You know, make sure you play the sound, you know, the Price is Right sound effect so nobody gets upset. And, you know, just, you know, I miss you guys and I'm sorry that I haven't been around, but, you know, just wanted to pop in and say hi.
Understood, bro. We miss you too, man.
You know, I got to turn these steaks, man. So let's go Mets. And I'll see you guys next week. I'll be back for sure. All right.
Go for it, Joe. Go for it. You're number one, baby.
Have a good time, right, Joe. Thanks Take for care, tuning buddy. In, brother. So, yeah, I mean, 5 or 6 on the road, we're doing great. I mean, you can't look at the Braves; they're killing it. But we'll catch up to them, and if we don't, we'll be in the playoffs, and we're good enough to take them down. I'm sure of that. So it's all
happy,
semantics.
Happy April 20th. That's all it is.
It's all semantics. But my point really is. Why bring these guys up if you're not going to play them? I don't think Beatty's ever going down again, but I do think Alvarez is going to be down again. But I think really, what are you losing in some games? I know there's some defensive things that you're pointing out, Rodriguez. I get it, but there are some games he can play 2 games in a row because if you're looking at offensive, what are you losing? Nito's a brilliant defensive catcher. There's no doubt about that. He's probably top 5 to 10 in the league, but he is just not an offensive catcher. So in the games where, you know, let Alvarez get 2 games in a row, let him get his.
Listen, I'm a firm believer in starting Alvarez with Scherzer, with Verlander, with the veterans. Okay, a veteran pitcher. I'm a firm
and
believer
Peterson
in that.
McGill.
Yeah,
and you know, and Peterson McGill because he's caught them. Okay, right. That's 2 pluses right there. McGill. So that's four. Yep. That's 4 guys that he could catch. Okay, now this guy Senga, he's been pitching well with Nito, and I know you guys say he's a professional. He should be able to pitch to any catcher. Yes, that is true. But you build a rapport with a catcher. I know this. Trust me. There's catchers that I prefer to throw to on my team. And there was a guy that I did not want to behind the plate. Okay. I knew it was going to be a day of work for me. I knew I was going to suffer and go through hell with this guy. Okay.
It's but happened all the time. Like Dickie and
it's not
Tully.
A big deal.
Oh, it makes sense. It
just
make
makes
sense.
Them better. The more comfortable the pitcher is, the better game he's going to throw, unless this stuff sucks.
So it just happened to fall on this game, Roger, because that's all it is. Because Alvarez has been up for a while, and not once has he caught 2 games in a row, and there's been opportunities for it.
He hasn't been up that long. If he was up
enough
50
long enough
games,
that he could have caught 2 games in a row by now.
If you were saying that and it was 50 games in, yeah, dude, I agree with you 1,000%. But I can't sweat that right now in 13 games into the season.
I'm not saying I'm sweating it. We're doing great, but I'm just saying if they're up, treat it right. If they're not going to be treated right, let them develop. And that happens.
Rangers,
Tom. That's all I'm saying. See, like Beatty, it's been really quick. It's only been a few games. And I truly think Beatty is going to slowly but surely just own that spot because Beatty has that thirst and hunger and he has that
That's
ability.
Your point, right? Thirst and hunger. If they have that thirst and hunger and they have the skill set, when they have their chances, they're going to take those opportunities and start hitting. If these guys are as good as they're as good as they say they are, Alvarez has done it at every level. Okay, he comes in, he does a little bad, catches up, and boom, he destroys the.
Oh,
he destroys
what happened
the division,
at every level?
And that's what he's going to do.
His playing consistency at every level has been what? One game playing, one game on bench. No, he's been in there and he's had the chance to adjust.
He just can't play a rookie every day like that. Not when you have Nito. I mean, I don't know how else you need to understand it. It's just not going to happen. You could be upset about it, but it's just not going
to
happen.
Well,
he needs
a little bit of
play, and they need to bring up any Joe Schmo with a glove that can catch.
Then what's the point?
The point is to develop him.
All right.
Come up to the majors.
Breaking news. Max Scherzer has been suspended 10 games. Has been suspended. That's a little bit of breaking news here. We'll see. He'll probably.
That's Tom Boulay's fault.
He'll for pitching with a foreign substance. So we'll see if he appeals and he gets down to five. Maybe somebody asked Jonathan Jacobs, welcome in, my friend. Latest on Verlander is they're setting him up on the 5-day deal. So he tossed on the side. And so he's got the bullpen session. So he'd probably be back like May 1st, just so as they're setting up the 5-day rotation, if you will, with him in it, you know, with him throwing. All right. So off to a 5-1 start tonight. We start the series against the Giants, and there's some pitching matchups, some not. I did see that Joey Lucchese has joined the Mets in San Fran. I don't know if that's them thinking that they can activate him to at least start the game or open the game tomorrow, because there's nobody announced yet. But tonight it's Senga and Minaya. Minaya, another one of those dudes that got ransacked from Oakland. he went to San Diego and then he signed with San Francisco, I think. Tomorrow night. By the way, Giants 6-11. Obviously, we've got some old friends there. We don't have to get into that. We've talked about that a little bit. But Conforto, you know, he's been out for a week. Remember, we talked a little bit about this too. But he hopes to be able to play to face his old team. He hopes to. It's a calf thing, I think. But JD is Wilmer never hoped to play against the Mets. He went out, and you know Wilmer. And then JD Davis also.
Choker.
Is also there. All right, so they have DeSclafani going tomorrow night. He's off to another good start. Solid pitcher. And then on Saturday, it is David Peterson. Had a rough go of it, although albeit in a victory. 1-2, 6.10 ERA now after that that deal with the Dodgers. And it was the one game that I sat JD Martinez in fantasy. Goes two home runs. Brandon Webb. Somehow Brandon Webb already has four decisions on April 20th. Jeez, 0-4. You know, sometimes you slide in some of those no decisions. No, he's 0-4, 4.94 ERA. Darren Ruff will probably get the base hit to win a game. Thanks, Terzio.
Wow. Terzio's back. Nice job, Terzio. Came in strong.
It's Sunday. It's McGill. Nobody for San Francisco. Real quick around robin here. It's a 4-game set, so complete 10 game road trip before we head back home. What do you got, guys, in this one? Rodriguez, start with you. San Fran, 4-game set. Giants 6-11. Mets 12-7.
I think Tylor wins. That's the only thing that I feel really comfortable. I think tonight we win.
Senga.
Yeah, Senga. Senga can if he's pitching with Nito, the catcher that he's comfortable with. I don't know why. If he's pitching with him today, then maybe we'll win. So I think 2 out of 4 minimum. Possibility of a 3 out of 4. I'm shooting for 2 out of 4. I'm gonna say 2 out of 4.
Two of them things.
Because Lucchesi with the starting thing. There you go. See, big time.
That's not confirmed yet. I don't want to.
But he's up because he's pitched really well in the minors, dude. He's like a 2-point-something ERA and he's 2-0 or something like that in the minors. So if he's throwing hard, he's ready.
Keith, can you put up that Terzio comment that will really excite Rodriguez?
No. Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
He got DFA'd today.
Why do you want to? You want
that guy's toast, man.
7.0 ERA. You want to win a 7.0 ERA?
That guy's frozen pizza.
You want that ERA?
He's got the same attitude, but not the same talent. He's
exactly. I know. Exactly.
He's got a lot. He's got a lot of bulk is what he's got right now.
The attitude is there, but the talent ain't.
I mean, his whole thing is throwing with the same arm angle every single pitch. But when you throw every single pitch at 55, it doesn't matter.
Keith, what do you got for this one?
It's tough because I'll make it quick. So we swept the A's. We walked into every game that we won with the willingness to lose, and the A's just did everything they can to give it to us, including 17 walks And I think they even out-hit us on that game. So I was terrified going into this Dodger series. And then the Mets walk into this Dodger series and have more grit and fight than I have seen in this young season from them at all. It reminded me of last year a lot. So it gave me hope. So I'm a little in between. Like, are we that team that's going to go in there and just kind of stink it up and hope you suck enough that we win? Or are we going to go in there and fight?
We're back to this conversation now, too.
I don't know where to go. So, you know, it's still early in the season. We're going to see what happens. But I think that the Giants.
I'd rather have Charles Carrasco because he won 15 games last year, Terzio. Yeah, I would. Not right now.
Mr.
Hurt.
Bone Chips. I would rather have Cookie than.
In a lot of ways, I'd like. Yeah, but anyway, I think we're going to. Same kind of like Rodriguez. I think we're going to split the series with the possibility of taking three. Depending what happens with some of the pitching matchups. I would really like to see some of our bats be a little more consistent and hungry like they were in a couple of these Dodger games and less like they were in Oakland. So let's see what happens. I mean,
I did enjoy that 17 runs. I don't care how many hits we got. I enjoyed the 17.
I enjoyed the heck out of it. But, you know, if you really focus on the semantics of things.
And cyclical part.
The cyclical part. They really gave that to us. And really, even more so, we didn't take the we didn't take advantage of what we should have in that game. It should have been like 24 zip. But,
like,
it is a game, and when we went to the Dodgers,
there we go, Terzio.
We looked amazing, so let's see what happens. I think we're going to take 2 out of 4, and if we do that, that's great, because that's going to be 7 games that we're taking home with us, and I'm with it.
Jonathan Jacobs says, Nimmo's on fire, hoping he'll keep cranking him. I mean, he's smoking the ball no matter... No pun intended on 420. He's smoking the ball to all fields. He's hitting the ball hard. That's for sure. These West Coast trips are tough to gauge. So I'm okay with a split, even though the Giants are a lesser team, because you're on the road and you know you've built this nice cushion of 5-1. If you get out of there 4 games up,
that's the only
4
reason
games for the better
cushion.
It's oh yeah,
no, we can say 2-2. Ah, oh, we're okay. Well, yeah, no big deal. But if it was,
right,
we'd
that.
Be losing our minds.
You're absolutely right about that. And then once we're done with this road trip, it's back home, 3 against the Nats and 3 against the Braves, and we'll talk about that more next week here. Let's go round robin as we close things out on this beautiful Thursday evening. Now that the floods have gone away here in South Florida, you know, we're back to dry roads and a lot of insurance claims. Keith.
No gas. We don't have any gas.
Yeah, we're still
gas is back today, right?
Well, that's what they say. I'm still, I mean, I went yesterday and still some of these.
I got lucky. Tuesday, I just happened to be going and I went out and I stopped like a normal,
because you ain't got no job.
it's stupid. People panic, everybody rushes, and they don't even need gas. Run to the gas station and they start filling up their canisters so other people don't get gas. Anyway,
canisters.
I think that
that's true.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, and this weekend I'm gonna go fill up a couple gas cans I have just in case these morons start panicking again next time. But, you know, it's so far it's been a hugely successful road trip. Super happy with what we're doing. The bullpen has been amazing. Lots of credit to that bullpen. I know we didn't touch on that today, but just to throw it out there. And even the starting rotation with all
I didn't
want to
touch too many things
had.
Today.
What's that?
I didn't want to touch too many things today.
Touch what? Even the starting rotation with the issues we've had, I give them credit because they've battled through. I think we're going to be okay. I think we're going to come back home. We're going to be in the playoffs this year, folks, as long as everybody stays somewhat healthy. So chill out, calm down. It's okay to analyze things and have fun. But don't get too emotional, upset. Just chill out. Another big shout out to the whole entire Giants organization, San Francisco Giants. I mean, they're welcoming the Mets into their city, into their stadium. They're allowing us to play there. I give them so much.
You're number one, San
Francisco. Fuck a ta, Giants. Fuck a ta. Go down. Go down. Obey.
There you go.
Obey.
There you go. Oh, wow. There it is.
Come down. Sweep. You know what? I changed my prediction. We're sweeping them bitches. Oh. That's not official, though, but just saying.
Keith, can I just tell you, if we come on the show next week after a 9-1 road trip, I don't even know how I'll act.
We still won't catch the Braves. World Series champions. Every time we win 10 games, they win 11. But, you know, that's what it is.
Rodriguez, what you got for us on the way out?
Acuna ankle twist away. That's all I got to say. 5-1. In the at the West Coast, we took it to the Dodgers. We showed them that even with no offense, we could still beat them. Okay, so guess what, Dodgers? We love you. We miss you.
Here's later, to you.
Okay, let's go back to San Fran and take 3 out of 4. If Keith wants to sweep, I'm all for it. Keith, let's just sweep them. Yeah. Let's just sweep them. If they sweep the San Francisco Giants, we should do a sweeping video. All of us.
Fuckata. Sweeping W column for the Giants. Fuckata.
Send it out. Fuckata. Look at that. He's probably fuckata the hell out of him. Let's go, Mets. Enjoy.
Let's do it. I did want to just say one thing about Oakland. I'm glad you're moving to Vegas. I guess this is official now. How dare you? How dare you have a freaking possum in the freaking booth where Gary, who went to Oakland? Was it just Gary? Ron. Gary and Ron had a sit, and you got a possum living in there? And they
possums
got a,
are our
got a,
friends, Rodriguez.
Not in.
I was talking to you, Farachi. Mind your business. Don't answer me when I'm talking to Rodriguez. Rodriguez. Possums are our friends.
Grown ups are talking. We love Rodriguez. Possums. We love possums.
Can producer Joe, can you mute? Oh, he's not on.
Oh, man. Oh, that's too bad.
Okay,
I
anyway.
I thought you were going to be upset about 73 of them throwing it in our face while we're there.
You know what? That was a complete fail. They got 17,000 people for their anniversary celebration. So that just.
No one cares. No one cares.
Nobody cares.
It's time to leave.
Did you see the guy with the foam finger? And then they put the camera on him and he turned his foam finger to a middle finger.
Yes.
And also I was hearing
bad
on WFAN that they actually caught a couple
doing their
thing in the outfield.
Fornicating in the outfield.
Yes.
Why not? I mean, nothing else
nobody's
to do
there. It reminds
maybe
me
maybe
of,
they can get some grass to grow.
It reminds me of the movie Major League, you know, except now it's in Oakland.
Exactly. 100%. All right. So that'll do it for us today. If you're a Rangers fan, go watch game 2 of that series.
The
only
Rangers.
New York area team to not make the playoffs in the last calendar year. Producer
Joe's
New
baby.
York. New York
Have a
Jets.
Good day.
Producer Peace Joe. Out.
4-2-0.
Yeah, do it. Oh, my God. Can you believe
it? We'll go another 5 years without it and then some.
Can you believe he came on here cooking cooking stuff? Steak?
Ooh. I don't know how the hell he got out.
Something's going on there. Brett Favre? That's a big ass hole wall.
I have to check the
wall.
Box.
Yeah.
We're talking about Brett Favre.
Yeah, let's go Mets and peace out, everybody. Let's go get him at San Fran. Peace.
See you later.